Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Today, we're going to have a debate this week, Thursday, if fate doesn't intervene, if Joe Biden is able to stand, make it to the stage, read the teleprompter, be protected by the two individuals that are going to Jake Tapper and what was her name? The two people that will be the hosts of the election debate. I'll think of her name. But anyhow, there is a doctor who was the former White House doctor of President Trump. He is arguing that the imposter, President Joe Biden, should be subject to drug tests at this week's debate. And Nurse Ratchet, I'm sorry, Joe's nurse wife, Jill, isn't going to allow it. Nurse Ratchet Biden, a.k.a. Jill Biden, probably will not allow this drug test to be taken. What would they find? What would they find in the blood test of Joe Biden? Would there be fentanyl, cocaine, sedatives, 10 or 15 different kinds of sedatives? What kind of pharmaceutical drugs would they find? He is loaded with something. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who served as White House physician in the Trump and Obama administration, said he has reason to believe Biden will be drugged to boost his mental sharpness in Thursday's presidential debate. He will be drugged, and the only thing they probably won't find is adrenochrome or high doses of adrenochrome, adrenaline. The doctor, now a Republican congressman representing Texas, added that he suspects Biden took drugs before the State of the Union speech in March. It's really embarrassing as a former White House physician to have to do something like this, but we don't have any choice based on what's going on, Jackson said on Sunday in a Fox News interview. I'm going to be demanding on behalf of many millions of concerned Americans right now that he submit to a drug test before and after the debate, specifically looking for performance-enhancing drugs. Biden, 81, the oldest president in U.S. history, he's not president. The oldest imposter president in U.S. history will be 86 by the end of his second term. If he wins election in November, it will be his first time as president. He didn't win the last election. More and more proof is coming out. He did not win the last election. But it won't, in another decade, where we won't be here, the truth will come out. Republicans have repeatedly mocked Biden's frequent mental gaffes and physical stumbles. New poll showed 72% of U.S. voters, including over half of the Democrats, over half, 50% of the Democrats believe Biden is too old to be an effective president. Jackson has sent letters repeatedly to the president to take a cognitive test to prove his mental fitness for the job. The congressman administered such a test to Trump in 2019. And the president, then president, did pass the exam. Biden is already in Camp David. He's in the retreat. He's spending the whole week before the debate. What are they doing at Camp David? What kind of medical procedures are they doing? What are they loading the imposter? What kind of treatments is this individual receiving? Jackson said he believes part of the reason for the president's long absence from the White House is they are fine-tuning the dosages for the drugs he will be taking on debate tonight. Fine-tuning the doses for the drugs he will be taking on debate night. This is a very, very cunning, sophisticated, evil cabal that runs this country. They have access to all, if you want to use the word, science, technology, drugs, to actually bring someone from basically the dead to life. Adrenochrome. And adrenochrome, the purest form of adrenochrome, comes from babies, children. What are they doing? They have to treat his cognition. They have to give him something to help him think straighter. They have to give him something to wake him up for his alertness, the doctor claimed. And then, you know, he's being agitated. We see that all the time. That's the common symptoms or sign of his cognition disorder that he seems to be suffering from. So they're probably going to give him something to take the edge off as well. Something to take the edge off as well. Well, we'll go to a break. You better have a shot of whiskey, and we'll continue with the program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way." And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at godsfeedingstation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us will be as immersed as they possibly can be in the Word of God, so that together we are prepared to face not just tomorrow, but eternity. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Run in the shadow of the devil.
Internet Radio, the Present Truth Program, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. So, Nurse Ratched Biden, a.k.a. Jill Biden. I know she's there at Camp David with Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? The not president of the United States. He didn't win the election. There's been a battle. In fact, they're probably on debate night. Jake Tapper, they're going to interrogate Trump to see if he really believes that he did win the election. He's already stated something happened. He goes to bed and wakes up. He goes to bed president. As president, he wakes up, and the imposter is in his place. The great power of the psychological operations on the people of the United States of America by mainstream media. It happened in Nazi Germany. It has happened in the United States of America. You keep telling a big lie long enough, a big lie, bigly, that Joe Biden won the election. And people will believe it. People that in the Democrat Party that know, that were involved with switching the results of the election, they know. But should they spill the beans, so to speak, they will get the flu. They will get the flu, just like in the time of the Clintons in Arkansas when Bill was governor. People kept getting the flu. And they would die by the lead flu, the flu being hit by a train. Vince Foster, he got the flu. He was out walking in the park. It was a woman that killed Vince Foster. The true evidence is the truth that came out. It was a woman. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a male assassin. It was a female assassin. Vince Foster, the lover of Hillary, handled the financial accounts of Bill and Hillary in Europe, in Switzerland. And he finally psychologically couldn't continue. He was just stressed. And he didn't want to handle their accounts anymore. They figured the duo, they decided that he needed to get the flu. He got the flu. And the people involved in the last election, the results of what really happened in 2020, they will get the flu. They will get the Jimmy Hoffa flu, where they will just disappear and no one knows what happened to them. So on this coming Thursday, Donald Trump will be asked, "Do you really believe you won the last election?" I want to see how Trump is going to respond to Jake Tapper and his partner in crime. Okay. The truth, according to Christ, the truth cannot be hidden. The truth will come out. It is a cosmic law. Christ said that everything he spoke will come to pass. The law will be fulfilled to the last jot and tittle. We're in a time of panoptic age, all seeing and all hearing, all knowing. Everything that is done in secret will be brought out into the light, into view for the world to see. And once it is presented, then people have free will. They can believe the truth or the lie. The truth is coming out. I had visited with the audience yesterday on the Olive Tree program, 3-hour program. You only get 2 hours. You're getting cheated. Sundays, I have 3 hours for the audience. They get the full course meal. Every Sunday from 10 to 1 on 1360KHNC.com. The radio station 1360. And I failed to present something to them that I'm going to present to you right now. The final ruler of America, according to the Bible, there's a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. It's about the final seven kings or presidents of a great empire. And that great empire is the United States of America. Well, of these seven presidents, the final seven presidents, one of those presidents will roughly be involved in what happens in the presidency for 20 years. That individual will have an 8-year term, or 8-year presidency, then he will be basically out of the presidency, and then he will return as the final president of the United States to have an additional 8 years in American history. So that gives you 16 years. He basically won't resume from the time he leaves the power or the position of president to the time he takes the presidency once again. There will be a span of about 8 years where he is, you might say, not in the public view or in the spotlight. 4 of those years will be because Donald Trump is in the presidency. But after Donald Trump is, you might say, removed, this president in hiding will direct things from behind the scenes for about 4 years before he resumes office again. So if my calculations, my interpretation of the final 8 presidents, or these final 7 presidents and one who has an additional 8 years, if my interpretation is correct, he is basically running this present administration and has been since 2020 behind the scenes, but he will re-emerge as president or as leader or as dictator, or whatever term you would like to choose. That individual, in my study, view, and not just the Bible, but looking at the press what is in the news. That individual that is waiting to return is his Christian name, Barry Satoru. His Muslim name, though he's not Muslim, he's God unto himself, Barack Obama. I'm just presenting something to you. I'm not asking you to believe me. And you can have a few drinks tonight, smoke whatever you want, laugh, eat, drink, and be merry. But at the end of this election cycle, something is going to happen. And when it happens, and there isn't what we would consider a normal election cycle, I'm not going to consider what you're going to feel or think. Rather, I am going to draw you to the international stage. What are the leaders of the nations going to think? What is God with us, Macron, in France going to think? What is Vladimir Putin? What about Benjamin Netanyahu? Xi Jinping? On the international stage, they are all these nations are watching this election cycle because something is different. God says that in every human being, there is a human spirit. It's a vacuum in every person created in the DNA line of Adam and Eve. And in that vacuum is what is called intuition. And every person has intuition, every human being, except for the clones. This intuition, you get a sense of what's happening around you that you can't see. And there is a kind of a uneasiness in every person in this country about this election. There is something that they're uneasy about. There's something there that they just sense something is going to happen. They can't put their finger on it, kind of like, you know, in one of the movies. But there's a sense that something is not right. And I'm going to wait till after the break. I'll continue with this thought. But it's a sense you have in your spirit. Something bad, bad is coming. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
Moving Day, A Walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know. that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the first hour of today's program will be aired on the KHNC towers at 6 p.m., 1360 AM radio. Podcasts either AmericasFreedomNetwork.com or 1360KHNC.com. The station we air, we do programs from our towers here in Johnstown, Colorado on the radio. Also now we have radio streaming. We have two systems now. I decided to go with 2 hours on the streaming radio, which is American Freedom Network, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's the way I view it. And going back to what I was trying to, concluding a thought, if I'm correct in my assessment of Barry Satoro, the Christian name for Barack Obama, in this assessment, he gets 8 years, a break of about 8 years, then he gets an additional 8 years. And in that break of 8 years between the time that he's president and he returns to power, in that 8 years in between, four of those years, he is interfering with Donald Trump's presidency from behind the scenes. But once Trump is removed from access, when he no longer has access to the White House in that four-year period, which brings us to about this time. He is ruling from his basement in his sweats with his stuff. The stuff that he talked about is his occult things. So at this election cycle, he is antsy. He wants in. He wants to return. Biden? Will Biden get the flu? Is Biden's time? I mean, definitely his time on this earth is short. He's a short timer. But with this perfect storm right now, there can be, if something happens after this debate, and all of a sudden in July, Nurse Ratchet Biden, aka Jill Biden, she may say, I hate to announce to the American people, but Joe has passed away. And then, now everything is in suspension. What is going to happen? There has been talk that Michelle Obama would be next in line as a candidate. Hillary Clinton. Others have been speculating that Hillary might reappear. She's got a golden broom. She might just fly back into the scene. But I say, and I've been saying for quite a while to friends and on the programs, the uniparty in Washington, D.C., the twin sisters, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, who are loyal to the rulers of the world, these twin sisters, they would accept and change the Constitution, destroy the Constitution to bring Barack Obama back. There's another system in place called continuity of government. There's a program I watched here a couple of months ago. My children, they took me to watch a movie, Beekeeper, with Jason Statham, The Beekeeper, a very good movie. Violent. There's no filthy sex, just a lot of bullets, explosives. A great concept. The beekeeper. In the hive with the bees, there are bees that are the beekeepers. They make sure that nothing happens to the hive. And even if the queen bee begins to bring forth defective bees, they get rid of the beekeeper gets rid of the bees, gets rid of the queen. This exact principle is continuity of government in the United States of America. The Beekeeper, a very good program, very good movie, put together well. The concepts behind it, excellent. Continuity of government. This is the laws in this country that will protect this empire from being destroyed by nuclear weapons, by internet sabotage, by revolt within, from Donald Trump, from the MAGA crowd. The continuity of government. These agencies, collective group of agencies, the Defense Department, Military Industrial Complex, CIA, in conjunction with all the other 16 known intelligence agencies. The senior executive service appointees appointed by the president, Barry Satoru, appointed 6,700 appointees before he left office prior to Trump's election or before his inauguration. Who owns senior executive service? Barry Satoru.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The signs in the heavens. God said that he would use the stars, the planets, the moon, what happens in the heavens to as signs to his children, and the occult world, they use the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun, and their alignments for their purposes also. Signs are everywhere that things are changing in the world, especially this country. And like I had stated a little earlier, there is a sense of some foreboding evil that is coming at this election, in this election season. Just something you can't explain, but it's there. These are the ways in which God speaks to mankind. Deep in every human being is a vacuum, and in that vacuum, that human spirit is intuition. When a person receives Christ, Christ fills that vacuum and makes that intuition even more sensitive, more alive. But even with people who don't know God, that intuition is not as sharp as a person that is born again. It's not as alive, but it's nevertheless, people still have that intuition. It's a God-given safety a device, you might say. You're walking at night, and you just have a sense there's something around, and you all of a sudden just pay attention. That's your human spirit. Women, very intuitive. They just sense something's wrong. They make a phone call, and little Johnny's in the hospital. He smashed his toe. This election season, something's happening. And I say that continuity of government, another agency, very powerful agency in continuity of government, the IRS. All these agencies in continuity of government, they are there to protect the hive, to protect the cabal, to protect the rulers of the world, of this country especially. All these agencies work together to protect America, or you might say protect the goose that lays the golden egg, the American people, to some degree. But it protects their power above all things. The laws, all of the laws, is part of continuity of government. The judicial system, the Supreme Court, is part of continuity of government. It is active. They are engaged right now, making decisions daily on how they're going to prosecute Donald Trump, to stall his stride, to interfere with his stride toward becoming president again. He will not become the president. He could win the election. He will not take power over this country again. This is my interpretation of Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Now, like I say, the other countries of the world, especially the countries in what I call and what is now referred to as the BRICS countries plus / the multipolar world nations / the new international order nations. These nations who are de-dollarizing, who are going to destroy the power of the petrodollar control network put in by the Rockefellers via Henry Kissinger. These nations are watching our election. And European nations, NATO nations, they're watching what's happening. And the people of America, we don't see things clearly. We really don't. We don't believe there's a shadow government. We don't believe there's a structure outside of what we see, something deep. during the last week. Phyllis Schlafly, 11 o'clock, we have a little clip from the open forum. I can't remember the name of it. But they talk about the Uniparty, the Republicans and the Democrats, and they use the term kingmakers, the people that put these people in, the kingmakers. I like that, the way in which they present that, because this is exactly the plan of Cecil Rhodes in the 1880s. I'm going to be back. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Mountain Time on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour will be aired at 6 p.m. every day on AM Radio 1360 KHNC. Also, you can stream at 1360KHNC.com, 6 o'clock p.m. daily for the first hour of today's program, which I am ending shortly. The way that the National Defense Authorization Act, I talked about it last week, the new conscription for America's children, this act or this NDAA, if I remember correctly, you have the fifth king in the riddle of Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. The fifth of those kings, or the fifth president, was George Jr., George W. And I believe that right after 9/11, they passed this act. So this king, this president, is part of the seven. Of those seven, six are ignoble, and only one is a noble president. Six are new globalist or new world order globalists. Their objective is complete total world hegemony. Donald Trump scuttled their plans. They missed a step. They took a jump over the hurdle. They cut their foot on the hurdle. They fell into the track. They never recovered. And because of that, because of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, there is now a new international world order competing with the old new world order of the globalists of America and Europe. And this new international order slash multipolar world group slash BRICS plus nations, they are now in their ascendancy, and the new world order is beginning to wane. And the continuity of government that I speak about, a system to protect America against bombs, presidents, they are the one thing that is taking them down is the destruction of the U.S. dollar. This multipolar world, they're not going to use the dollar. They're done with that. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com also. I'll visit with you in a little over 7 minutes.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is